Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
From Gramercy Tavern in New York City, the Mass Attack...
Mass Attack...
Mass Attack...
Weight Loss Competition. The Mass Attack is a weight loss competition that began on Wednesday, January 23rd, and ends 8 weeks later on Wednesday, March 20th. The winners will be determined by percentage of weight lost over the 8 week period and will each receive $400.
All right. We are excited to be on the line with Kevin Mahan, GM and partner at Gramercy Tavern. I almost just made you the chef.
That's okay. I take it.
To hear the what's what. We're at the end of the Mass Attack competition and about to unveil the winners for all to see and to celebrate their glory. So why don't you give us a lowdown, Kevin?
Lowdown is that I think everybody, I mean, we were well over, I think we were close to 30 participants total, like that either snuck in at the end of the in the way back. Not everybody did the final weigh-in. I think some of them that didn't, it wasn't that they didn't lose weight, but they didn't really meet their goal, so we're maybe a little discouraged, but there were, I would say more than half did weigh in, more than half made a significant kind of loss, if you will. We had two, the first and second place for women and men both lost significantly. Like for the men, the winner lost 36 pounds. The second place lost 20 pounds. And not on big, like large framed people. It was a significant percentage. And the women, the first place was 15 pounds and second place was 10. And percentage wise was pretty significant. It was pretty good. I took a different tack this year. I usually am kind of constantly kind of putting up notices of hoping to inspire people to keep going and sending out emails and kind of let the group kind of do it on their own and kind of stir the pot and kind of egg each other on. And it seemed to work pretty good. Do you want me to reveal the actual winners?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think one of the other changes this year, and I don't want to take too much credit, but it does seem like being on HRN really helped your chances to come out ahead.
Actually, everybody was really excited about being on. I know that you had commented that a couple of them actually had really great radio voices and maybe should kind of find a way to be on the radio a little bit more often.
Absolutely.
But it was exciting, and the group. So there were a couple of emails that went out that kind of shared the pieces with you, and so kind of definitely kind of added a different ripple of camaraderie for everybody. It was great.
Cool. All right. Well, give us the scoop. Let's maybe Joe, can we get like a little drum roll or applause or I don't know. You guys do fancy stuff back there in the studio. Woo! All right. So we are ready to unveil the winners of the 2013 Gramercy Tavern Mass Attack.
All right. So on the women's side, there was, and I will share her Star Wars. If you remember, they were all done in Star Wars names, kind of to keep anonymity for those that wanted it. But her name was Darth Nihilus. Lost 15 pounds, and that was Dana Singer who won that.
Woo, Dana!
Her approach was she actually went vegan the whole time. It wasn't that she didn't really eat. She ate, I think, normally, but she went vegan the whole time, and I think kind of opened up a different door for her. And I think I don't think that she's going to continue it. She was dreaming of a calzone the entire time, but it obviously worked, and she feels great. So
awesome.
And on the men's side, Star Wars character Wedge Antilles lost 36 pounds, and that was Dan Gotkin.
Kudos to Dan. Awesome. So what is the prize for winning the Mass Attack?
Each of them received $400.
Holy moly.
That's a couple calzones.
Yeah, that's a couple of calzones, all right. Not too many, because then you just undo all the hard work. So
right.
Any plans for kind of keeping up the healthy lifestyle, the focus on fitness for the restaurant, you know, as we move closer into the summer months?
We do, and obviously it's there's nothing official, but what we generally do, and I've already signed up for a couple and got a couple people here, is that since kind of New York Roadrunners starts picking up a little bit more starting this month and into next, we've kind of developed, you know, a small group of people that end up doing some of the races, nothing big, but like 4 mile or 10K. So there's kind of the inspiration to do that a little bit. And Scott Reinhardt has gotten a sign up, and a group of people already signed up for the Tough Mudder event, which I think is not till the fall. But for anybody that is going to participate in it, they're going to have to be doing some work over the summertime to get ready for that, because that's a 10-mile obstacle course race. That's pretty aggressive and challenging. So things like that, as opposed to kind of just the weight loss competition. More
awesome.
Exercise and taking advantage of being outside and in the parks a little bit more than just dieting.
Yeah, and of course continuing to enjoy the delicious food that you guys do up there at Gramercy.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us to check in today, and please send our big congratulations
Aaron,
to the winners.
Thank you so much for having us on and just for supporting the effort, and it was fun. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. All right. That wraps it up. The last week of the Mass Attack, big kudos to the winners, and we'll definitely stay in touch with the GT team as we move through the year. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.